Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Binge and Bass podcast. Back for what is it now? Season five?
Six, I think.
Is it six? Is it actually six? I don't know. In case you're keeping score at home, apparently it's season six now, but I'm still Binge, and this guy's still Bass.
And this is Bass. Oh, my goodness. So good to be back, Binge. What's been going on?
Well, what's been going on is you and I got back to Waco about, 10 days or so. And it feels like a really long 10 days, not because it's been boring at all. It's been action-packed. But I was like, oh, my goodness, it's only been... This is still the first week of school, believe it or not, which is crazy. But we had all these, you know, big billboard ideas. You started this giant whiteboard of things to do with the senior year. So instead of, you know, doing the conversation we've had thousands of times, and literally anybody and their mother you run into on campus, how was your summer? Oh, it was good.
Oh,
Colin,
my.
What are you looking forward to right now? What are you excited about?
You know, first things first, I'm really excited for people to stop asking about my summer. It was an amazing summer, but oh my goodness, get off your script. It's good to be back, though. I'm really excited for just all the opportunities that senior year like kind of poses up and like tees up for us. That's just ahead. It's our last lap around the block. It's our last time to be with all of our friends. And I walked into business school just a couple of days ago. And I just sat there and I was like, the last time I walk in this building is a lot closer than the first time. And it's a sad thought, but it's also like an exciting thought that we're going to be sent off here pretty soon. And so what I'm most looking forward to this year is to pour back in, to give Baylor my one last year, and to leave an impact that outlasts me.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
That's great. And I really appreciate you sharing that. And I guess I will say, if we're on a technicality there, I don't necessarily know that you're on your way out of the business school, the physical building that is, because one day Colin Bass is going to come back and his tech startup company is going to hit different when he hires 12 Baylor kids every year and it's the Bass School of Business. That kind of has a nice ring to it. So I wouldn't get your hopes down just yet. I guess, you know, the if that's the silver lining in the dark cloud is that you only have so many more rising roles on your student ID card, because that's where we're going to lunch today.
That's it.
Do appreciate you sharing that. And I would say my looking forward to topic is much in alignment with that. This is a year that, and we talked about this before, this is the year that I didn't think I would ever have. So anything I get to do this year, I see as a blessing, something that I never expected. And so when in doubt, like, my criteria for doing something is, one, like, is this investing back in people, which is what you talked about, but two, am I doing something right now that I'm going to remember a year from today? And I'm not saying that. I think a lot of people pass out advice and it becomes cliche about that and like, oh, just go do it, make memories. But I say remember it a year from now, because there are important things that you will remember a year from now too. So I'm not saying like just, you know, screw all the homework altogether, don't do anything, don't be productive. You can do yourself a lot of productive favors right now that you're going to look back on in a year and say, wow, I'm really glad I worked hard because it got me this opportunity, or it got me this job, or it helps me meet this person. So I'm not saying to coast it in, but to invest strategically in what you do. And that can be from a productivity and certainly, you know, an entertainment, human well-being standpoint too. So doing the things that I'll remember a year from now with the year I didn't think I'd ever have.
Oh, man, come on. I love that. And I think that's such a good perspective of, like, we weren't really granted this year. You weren't really granted this year.
Right.
You're supposed to graduate in 3 years, like all the things. You're on your way out. You already had three majors. You had three more, something like that. And you're here for another year. But I think that's a really good perspective just to kind of take along this year, but also for life, because we really aren't promised tomorrow. We aren't promised next week. We aren't promised next year. And to live this year so sold out and so present because you weren't really supposed to have it in the first place.
Yes, and I think it's a good lesson that, like, even think about the story of Job, one of my favorite stories in the Bible. Like, Job gets upset initially. At first, he's patient, then he gets upset, and some of his friends give him some pretty bad advice, and it makes for a great story. But the reality is, or when I read it and I interpret it, is whose was it to begin with in the first place? Like, were all the things that you're given, that you have, that you feel entitled, Gen Z buzzword, the things you feel entitled to, whose were those to begin with? Like, who are you to keep score when those things were never yours to begin with? So anything that is yours, and this is what I've learned, is to just have a new appreciation for it.
Come on. Come on. I love that. And yeah, this year outlines a unique opportunity just to see all the different opportunities that we have in front of us. But also, like you mentioned, like to take the most advantage of what is right in front of you, Benj. Now, rewind me back on that last week. We've been here for 10 days mm-hmm. now. Give me some of those core memories from these first 10 days that have you kind of lived your best life and really been present in the moment.
Absolutely. So this is really practical. If anyone who knows me knows, like, I'm the practical. And so I appreciate questions that are like, tell me a story.
Joker?
Give me a specific example. No, that's my dream job, among other dream jobs, of just monetizing this, right? But I'm very big on the specifics, like, oh, like, just be present in the moment. Like, no, give people something of substance. So I will share that our first week back, we got back, we moved in, we jumped off the cliffs with you for your birthday. That's what it's all about. And I'm not like a big heights person. I have a bad shoulder. I was a little worried, but I was like, hey, like, a few of our buddies are lifeguards, so yeah, I'm gonna jump off the rocks. I'll remember that a year from now, unless I die, and I don't. But if I do, then, you know, that's the ROI we talk about. Also, our first week back, the conference for pro sales of Top Gun.
What a gift.
And I remember, like, we talk about this a lot, and we've probably talked about it on here, but the confidence that you and I have seen, the growth in ourselves from being part of the program. And you start to build these year after year after year relationships with people, and it makes your connection with them so much more than just the work. And I think work's important for getting your foot in the door, because that's something we all have to do. We all have to work, and we, you know, have to provide. But work is kind of just the gateway to getting to the deeper stuff. And I think that's something that you and I have gotten to experience. And maybe you have some stories here as well of people who initially maybe you thought, like, oh, this is just a job recruiter. Oh, he works at a really interesting company. But no, he loves the Lord. He has a really good story. He's inspiring. He volunteers. There are things, you know, more important than work that I can learn from this person. But so that was a real highlight of that, focusing on the relational side of that week rather than the pressure that I think I felt in the past. And the highlight, the cherry on top, was my disposable camera that I got to bring. So no phones at the conference, right? So why not just get a disposable? I got a call right when we were setting up from Walmart that the dispo is ready. So, but I don't know, there's something, and I've been talking a lot here, but also the disposable camera, like, it's kind of a blast of the past thing, like a flashback, but, like, it's cool. Like, you really think about, like, what a memory looks like. And I feel like, I don't know, there's just something about having, like, the camera. It's not your phone, or it's just like, you know, when you take notes on paper rather than writing it on your phone. There's just something a little bit traditional. It feels a little bit different. But I don't know. I kind of look at that as, like, they're fun. And then when you develop them, they look cool. And you send them to your friends, like, 2 months later, and you keep in touch. But, like, it just has a different feel to it. It's cool. And it, like, it forces me to focus on the memories. So those are a few specific things. Jumping off cliffs and disposable cameras.
Yeah, but you mentioned, I love all of that, and it's been a heck of a 2 weeks to kind of witness that from a little external view here. But you mentioned something specific there at the end of, like, getting off the phone, getting back to the basics. And I think that's a big theme I want to adopt this year, too, of, like, great, it's great to be present, great to have these great memories. But it's one thing to go around with my phone and, like, post them on Snapchat, Instagram, and, like, I want people to see my memories.
You're not on Snapchat. You're 21 years old.
I'm not on Snapchat, but I am on Instagram. Or it's another thing to actually live them out and have stories to tell. And be able to articulate and live out a moment rather than just having to whip up my phone to make the story the story. And I think that's another thing I'm trying to adopt this year, and something I really like that you mentioned. Because, yeah, you have the camera, but it's not the phone. You can't instantly look it back at it. It's
right.
not, like, just, like, locked away in your pocket. It's a memory you can only show somebody if you have the tangible physical thing in front of you. And so, yeah, I love that. And I love that kind of perspective as you look out into this year.
Mm-hmm. And you do a really good job of that, too. I mean, your phone is off. It's away. If I go to lunch or dinner with you, it's put away. And that's something I work hard at, too. And people who know me, too, know that I'm the biggest advocate you'll find for technology. One thing that drives me insane is, like, when you go to a class and the professor says you can't have your device out, like, I believe in the science that it's important to write stuff down and you internalize things better that way. I cannot deny that at all. But, you know, for better or for worse, and I think, like, technology has net had an extremely positive impact on our lives. Technology, infrastructure, medical, you know, whatever that might be, like, anything's really technology, and it's had a
you
great
listen to this so if it wasn't for tech, you know?
Right. I think we focus so much on the negatives of it, which are very real, and I'm not saying at all to ignore them, and I think you do a great job being present, and that's why I bring it up. But I am, and I guess I'd say that is, like, to you know, build on your point, in that I agree that you can't lose sight of the traditional although technology has had a net tremendous effect on us. And I think like that's what bothers me about taking the technology away in the classroom, is because that's going to, like, that's the future. That's going to be part of our lives. So we need to be able to be distracted so that we know how to mitigate that in the future. It's like, it's like almost like your childhood. Like, if you don't get exposed to different experiences, then how are you going to handle it when you're on your own? So I think, I don't know why I went on a whole technology tangent, because I love tech. I'm back here to study information systems and extremely technical stuff. So maybe that's the reason for the soapbox. And I'm just 1,000 miles per hour today. So I'm just going to pause there, Colin.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, I think you make a good point there. Like, if you're not exposed to it in the classroom, then it's like with a kid who's never been to a party in high school, the private school kid who's never been exposed to the world. And then you show up to a college, and no matter where you go, there's going to be any kind of atmosphere you mm-hmm. want to be exposed to. Kid falls off the deep end because he's never right. been exposed to it. Sure. Yeah, I totally get that. I think it's good. But I also think in a lot of ways it can be bad. But it's about kind of your balance there of really, can this tech be useful to me? And if it is distracting me, how can I work alongside those distractions mm-hmm. and making the most of it? But what are like some tangibles around that tech that you can like remember to be present, even though you're not totally getting it out of your life?
I was going to ask you the same question, because I cited you as an example of someone who does that well. I think, and I'm going to throw it back over to you, but first thing I would say to that is, like, I don't think the answer is to eliminate the technology altogether, which again is my gripe with the classroom on that. It's to, this technology is powerful, and if it's having an adverse effect on me right now, let's think about how we can make it have a positive effect. Let's not get rid of it. So students distracted in class on iPad because playing video game, you know, let's delete the video game and let's get him a notepad and help him learn. You know, that's my example, is like, instead of thinking about negative, like, this is a powerful tool. How can we best leverage it? But back to your point about practical tips, I'd like to hear you share some of yours.
Yeah. I like that. I love that. Something I've been trying to adopt this year, there's two big things. For one is that going back, I have my virtual planner, but I have a physical paper outline for each day. So what I've been able to do this year is I have my Outlook calendar that's always there. It's up to date. People can put time on there if they want to meet up. Like, we can have meetings, or like a quick in my pocket. Somebody's like, can we get lunch next week? Sure. Available Tuesday. But what I've been able to do this year is that I'm actually only 2 or 3 days into this, but I love it. I write my schedule on this. I have like a physical planner that I like a one piece of paper that you tear off and you just have in your pocket, and it's my calendar for the day.
Okay.
And so that's my calendar. I can go back to it all day long. And something I've also added to it, as we talked about faith earlier, was that I write it the night before, and as I'm writing these things down, I'm praying over the day for the next day.
Wow.
So not only is it like this thing that I kind of detaches from my, I still have the Outlook calendar there, but it detaches from my pull to it all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Have the piece of paper, and then you're able to like kind of walk through the day tomorrow, the little things you're going to have to be prepared for, what I have to wear, what else do I have to be, like these conversations, what I need to be ready for, what class do I need, what I need to read for class, all those type of things. And then also praying over that and inviting the Lord into each little moment and like saying, Lord, like let this day be yours. Allow me to encounter, sit next to the person I need to sit next to, and be in every little moment. And then because I'm able to do that and get off my calendar, I don't need to go back to it all day the next day. So I actually have been able to put my phone in my zipper pocket in my backpack. So kind of crazy. It definitely like scares the crap out of you every once in a while, because you're like, where's my phone?
Yeah.
Like tapping your legs. Like, oh, shoot, where's my phone? But like if you zip it, it's not going to go anywhere. That's something I kind of taught myself this week. If you just zip it in your backpack, it's going to stay there until you unzip it.
Wow.
Kind of a crazy technology we have.
This is all for free, folks.
Exactly. And like, then you have I have this piece of paper with my calendar on it, and I'm like able to be present all day. And I've the last 2 days, I've only really responded to text twice. And like, yeah, there's people who need things, but the vast majority of time, the world's not going to fall apart if you have to wait 3 hours to respond mm-hmm. to a call or a text. And it puts you that much more in the moment for your conversations throughout the day and throughout any other responsibilities you have. So those are kind of my two tips of like, hey, have your online calendar, but make it tangible. Put it on a physical piece of paper. Maybe we can post a picture of what the outline looks like.
It'd probably give me a headache looking at everything you have on it. But
No. And then just zipping up your phone and putting it away, because a vast majority of the time, if there's an emergency, you need your phone. But I mean, if you're going about your day going to class, there's not that much that's really going to change whether you see it now or in 2 hours.
Right. That's a great point. And one thing I hear a lot, and I think gets taught a lot, is this idea that your day starts the night before. And I think, you know, practical me again. Like, I think about that as, okay, this is where I need to be. This is my calendar. This is my first meeting. I have a room space to work, etc. I have my outfit picked out just like on the first day of school. Did you see that post about that? The outfits on the first day of school. But I didn't, I guess, and like I do, like I'm a prayer at night person. But I guess I've never really thought about it that way, like praying over the day before. Like you can reflect and be thankful on the day you had, but focusing on the next day, which I think maybe I do subconsciously, but that's a really cool way to think about it, is your day starts the night before, not just because of what you're going to wear, whether Colin Bass is going to wear the white polo or the blue polo and with the black pants or the light pants, but actually, you know, inviting God into all the things on your calendar. Yeah. That's good.
And I think, yeah, as we wrap it up here, I think another thing it also allows you to do is it lets you put all your stress for tomorrow. You've already analyzed it all, and you've closed the door, and you've entrusted it to God, and you've let go of it. And if you can't walk all the way through it, it's kind of like when you have a song stuck in your head. You can't get it out of your head, and so you've listened to the whole song. And it's like all that stress is there until you finish it and you close it and put it away.
And I can't wait for people to do that with this podcast.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're going to be stuck in your head, and you're going to have to listen to the whole thing.
So right. Right. And we hope you enjoyed it. We're really glad to be back. We'll end it there because we're at our 15-minute mark. The 15-minute mark, freshman 15. That's how we got started in all this. So I guess that's how we'll finish season 5 or 6 or whatever we're on now. Season 5.5.
Yeah, here we are. 5.5. Anyway. We're back for more, and we can't wait to see where this year takes us.
Thank you so much, guys.
Have
a great week.